Now, when we were building here, we went to the flood control district, looked at the maps and looked at the elevations and looked at the flood levels of past years, and we are in the floodplain, but we're in the floodplain before the Barker Dam was built. So we're not in any danger unless the dam breaks. Mm-hmm. And if we are, then everybody between Hempstead Highway and the Southwest Freeway is going under, and we will have lots of company.
You can just get federal flood insurance? You can't get that from?
You can now. So you can get federal flood insurance if your incorporated government, the city that you live in, we're in the village and they did it, will agree not to grant building permits in the floodplain. And the village agreed that that would be okay, that we would not grant building permits low, which is one of the problems with some of the property down the street. The lady wanted to sell her 7 acres, and the only people who were interested in buying it wanted to subdivide it, and they couldn't get loans from building companies, and they couldn't get building permits to build on a good bit of it because it floods. Or it could. It hasn't in the last 15 years, but it could. So, there right now that project is up in the air. The man bought the property, and he may have to sell it because he can't get loans to build his 5 more houses.
There's no distinction made between selling to individuals and selling to companies or contractors in the...
Not specifically, no.
What's the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Huh?
A woodpecker.
Any different kinds?
Red-headed woodpeckers. There are a whole bunch of different kinds, which my father would recognize, but I don't. There's an ivory-billed woodpecker that's supposed to be extinct, except several people have seen it in the big thicket up in East Texas. But the ones around here are red-headed woodpeckers.
Do you ever hear a special name for a large woodpecker about the size of a chicken?
No, don't think so.
Do you ever heard a woodpecker call a peckerwood?
I've read of woodpeckers being called peckerwoods. I've never heard anybody call it that. It was in dialect English, like in Faulkner or somebody, talk about a peckerwood. But I think of that as being more deep south than here.
Did you ever hear the word peckerwood used to refer to people?
No.
And a kind of black and white animal that's got a real strong smell.
A skunk or a polecat.
Is that the same?
Yes. It probably isn't, because they used to have a polecat in the zoo that looked like a cat. It was a civet cat, actually. But we would always say, oh, somebody ran over a polecat, meaning a skunk.
What general name would you have for animals that are unusual, like animals that come to
varmints.
Huh?
Varmints.
How would you use the word varmint? Like give me some examples.
You might say the varmints dug a hole under the chicken house and let all the chickens out.
What would a varmint be?
Well, it's dialect for vermin. So it's anything that you don't want around that does damage. And you might have, it would usually be a rodent. A rat would be a varmint. But it could be anything. It could be a possum that was...
What about a bobcat?
We don't have any around here. So I don't know. You might call a bobcat a varmint, but I don't think so.
What about
lice? Yeah, I guess you could. You could say that insects that got on people, that lived on people, like fleas or lice, could be varmints.
Would you ever use the word varmints about people?
You might. You might say it jokingly about, a bunch of kids that were being rowdy or something. You talk about those varmints.
What's a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the tree?
Raccoon or squirrel? Both of those do, and both of them have bushy tails. Squirrels?
Yes. Are they different kinds?
Yes, I know. They're red squirrels and gray squirrels, and we mostly have what are called red squirrels, but they look as gray as anything to me.
Do you have something you call a fox squirrel or a cat squirrel?
No.
What